to touch that one.
Thank you very much. On to less pressing matters. For the unaware, my friend Mr. Bovard here is an avid hiker and biker, the pedal kind, not the Harley kind. Many times he'll skip out on weekends to a nearby path along the Appalachian Trail that runs through Maryland, Virginia, not far from Jim's palatial estate. I bring this up, James. I bring this up after reading a disturbing piece here the other day about people behaving badly on the Appalachian Trail. The piece focused mainly on some rather sordid activities up in Baxter State Park in Maine, where the trail begins or ends, as the case may be. All night parties, graffiti, booze, pets disguised as service dogs, all this business. Not the tranquil, bucolic place I remember hiking there, climbing Mount Katahdin, and all sorts of fun stuff as a kid. I have not been on the trail, in your neighborhood at all, but I'm curious, have you encountered that kind of behavior on any of your jaunts? When I was a kid, and my cousin and I made several trips up to Baxter State Park, it was very nice. Obviously, you're out there in the woods. The state built these lean-tos with pine straw floors where you could put out your sleeping bags, and trails were marked, and you could go from Roaring Brook to Russell Pond or Chimney Pond at the base of Mount Katahdin and climb the mountain, go to Moosehead Lake, all the rest of it. It was all very nice, and you'd rarely run into anyone along the way. The picture that was painted in this article was that now there's graffiti on these things. People are bringing their mutts along, calling them service dogs to get them in. They carouse all night. I don't care what they're doing, but the idea that at 2 o'clock in the morning you got some drunken out 100 yards down the path, with 18 of his closest friends going on, is not exactly the kind of memory that I'd like to take away should I go to Baxter State Park again. And I thought, well, since you're up there on the trail, at least, a hell of a lot more than I am, I just wonder, are you seeing graffiti? Are you seeing litter and bottles and, drunken debauchery and all the rest?
I haven't seen that much, but most of the hikes I've been doing the last few years have not been that far out of this neck of the woods. I've hiked a little bit on the AT, not the kind of length I did when I used to live across from the Shenandoah National Park as a young person. There is, the trails are more crowded. I have heard quite a few stories from folks who have been doing camping trips recently about really noisy folks next door. I think as it's become more fashionable to be out there hiking or being outdoors, you're going to have more folks who are out there doing it who have really no interest in nature but just want someplace else to play their boombox. It's interesting. There's a new movie coming out this week, I guess, A Walk in the Woods, I think, with Robert Redford and Nick Nolte, that talks about...
Oh, yes. I've seen the trailer.
Based on this book about a guy's being most of a through hiker on the AT. And I was talking with some folks on a hike last weekend about that. There was one lady who's been doing a lot to try to help some of the through hikers passing through Maryland. And I was commenting to her that most of the through hikers who I knew were kind of vacuous. And she was deeply offended by that. But there was a woman I met from Canada about 7-8 years ago. I met her on a hike, and she had hiked most of the AT in the previous year. And I said, "Well, what did you learn?" She said, "Well, I learned how to make my backpack lighter. I started out with 60 pounds, and then it got down to 40 pounds." And I was thinking, she probably weighed 120, 130. And I was shocked when she said 60 pounds. I thought she might have been taking her rock collection with her.
Right.
Because if you know anything about hiking, you don't want to be starting out with a pack that weighs half your body weight. So I was sort of pressing her. I said, "Well, what did you learn about yourself on the trail?" "Nothing really. I was busy hiking." And that's kind of the same thing I've heard from a number of folks I've talked to, or folks will start out like they're doing some kind of grand spiritual quest, like they're on the verge of some great personal, or there are folks who talk about themselves as if they're saints in motion for simply hiking 2,000 miles. Simply because people choose to take a long walk in the woods doesn't make them virtuous. Sort of like Thoreau. There's lots of folks who talk about how Thoreau, it was so wonderful that Thoreau chose to go out to live in the woods. And I point out that the reason that Thoreau went to live in the woods was so he could write a book about living in the woods. He was busy writing out there, and he did a damn fine book, much of which I love. But I don't see how it's a virtue to be doing hiking or any kind of exercise. I mean, it's the same. I see some of the same preening with people who are training for a marathon. I'm going to run in this marathon or that marathon. It's kind of like the Lance Armstrong,
syndrome. Yeah.
At some point, it just seemed like some grand circle, moral circle jerk. And you have all these people flattering each other, but it's 98% bullshit.
It reminds me of that line from Monty Python, Holy Grail, I believe, where Palin says, you know, women in ponds heaving scimitars at you is no basis for rule and whatever.
Yes, that's a wonderful line. That's a wonderful line. And, you know, it's interesting shooting the bull with folks on hikes, which I really enjoy. A lot of good people on these hikes. But folks sometimes ask me if I'm there because, well, are you trying to get connected with nature? You know, I said, no, what I'm doing is making room for beer. I enjoy beer, and if I'm going to keep drinking, I don't want to get fat as a hog. I better get my ass out and do some exercise.
Yeah, walk off a few gallons, and you go back and grab the raging bitch and have at it. That's right.
Well,
whatever you're drinking now.
All right. Okay. It was a beer reference. Okay.
Yeah. I was honestly curious as to what the status of things were along the way. If it's mainly confined to areas where people might go to spend a week and just hike out from a central location like Roaring Brook was or Russell Pond or something, that's one thing. I get the sense that down in your neck of the woods, Maryland and West Virginia, Virginia, and so on, that it's more adapted to or appropriate for, well, like you do. You go out, you know, you grab a go pack and, you know, go a few miles.
A go pack? Shit, I'm not that organized. I want to make clear that I'm not saying that things are not a mess around here like they are in some places in Maine. The trails have gotten more crowded, and part of what it is it's far more fashionable to do hiking now. In some ways, that's good. In some ways, it's not, because you have more knuckleheads on the trail. But, I mean, some people would probably consider me a knucklehead, even though I rarely smoke cigars while I'm hiking. Rarely.
I suspect that probably there are a fair number of folks that have to find someplace to air out and show off their L.L. Bean finery.
It's a funny thing, because on some hikes around here, it's like a damn fashion show. Federal employees are paid very well, and they're just like, there's a lot of preening, and some of it's downright comical. And something which is really funny is seeing people are very proud to have these Trek walking sticks, and they're so inept with them, they stab other hikers in the feet.
Well, thanks for the update. I appreciate that. I probably will not be making that trip anytime soon. I can get in the boat and go out and annoy a bunch of bass with a lot less aggravation. Let's move over to something way less bucolic and get into the political arena for a bit. Outside of being the leader of the middle finger mob, what is your take on...
That's a nice phrase. Leader of the middle finger mob. Okay, I'm going to add that, you know... I'm putting that next to the thing from Jan Michelson, you know, the folks who torments contentment, something like that.
Yes, thorn in the side of contentment. On that note,
sure.
Let's talk about this, the Donald.